This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening. This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by Age of Learning. Our mission is to help children everywhere build a strong foundation for academic success and a lifelong love of learning. Our flagship product, ABC Mouse Early Learning Academy, is the leading digital education brand for young children in the U.S. Our expanding portfolio of educational products includes Adventure Academy, ABC Mouse English, and the personalized adaptive learning programs My Math Academy and My Reading Academy. Get more information at ageoflearning.com.
Hey, welcome back to ISTE 2023 with the EduTech Guys. We have our next guest here in the seat. We're going to let him introduce himself, tell us who he is and all that good stuff. So here we go.
Hello, I'm Sunil Gandaria, Chief Innovation Officer at Age of Learning. Been with the company for about 10 years now.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Nice to meet you, too.
Good to meet you. Real excited. ISTE here in Philadelphia. So let's talk about what you guys are bringing to the plate here for all these educators showing up, looking for the next thing to help them with this big change, especially since the pandemic. We're looking to, you know, to reach these kids, especially in the testing arena, you know, things along that line. But they need evidence. That's what they need. They're looking for the reason of why. That's the question I think we're trying to answer. So let's hear what you guys are bringing to the table.
Absolutely. Age of Learning is best known for ABC Mouse, and ABC Mouse has been around for well over 10 years. Over 50 million kids worldwide have used ABC Mouse, and we've also been used by over 600,000 teachers in classrooms as we offer ABC Mouse free to teachers in classrooms. And the reason we earn the trust of teachers and of parents has been because our focus on research, not only in terms of the development of our product, but on evidence that it's effective. And we use that and the engagement that ABC Mouse has to develop a new platform, a personalized mastery learning platform with two products, My Math Academy and My Reading Academy, which we've started bringing to market to districts over the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we're coming in with products that have been proven effective through multiple studies, both the reading and math product. And we know that there is just a real call for evidence and things that are going to be effective and really deliver the outcomes that our students need.
I think that's one of the, especially through the pandemic and now post-pandemic, that a lot of districts are looking for. You know, you can call it evidence. The word that we hear a lot in our circles is the fidelity. Show us the fidelity. Right? How does this translate? How does ABC Mouse and your new programs, how do they translate into real learning for the students versus busy work?
You know, so that's my question, is the adaptive nature of it. You know, it's adaptive and it's personal. I think that's where you guys are leading the cutting edge right there. Can you speak to a little bit about that? Because that's a question that educators know. How is it adaptive? How is it a personal experience for every student involved in it?
Absolutely has been the key of our focus, is that when we started looking at the research, what we wanted to do is replicate what a good tutor would do in a one-to-one situation. And that is to really understand where a child is based on whatever their prior knowledge they brought into the learning session would be. So the way our program works, we start with a assessment so that all kids, we understand where a child is in terms of where what they're ready to learn next. And that's really also based on this principle by Vygotsky that was looking for placing a child in their zone of proximal development. Once we know where they are, we present them content based on what they're ready to learn next. And through that content, not only do we have an instructional level that again, what a tutor would do in one-to-one, we also provide really important formative feedback as they learn. And this is scaffolded feedback is something that, as you look at a typical classroom, it's something that a teacher can't do with 20, 25 kids. So being able to personalize at that level and then allowing a child to progress based on mastery is when they move forward. What this does is tailor a learning path for each child individually.
Okay. So I'm curious, especially like in terms of like mathematics, right? Because especially, let's say, at the elementary level, where you've got what we consider basic math, right? So addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, all right? So let's just say you've got a student who is absolutely excelling in addition and probably also multiplication since they're so related, but they're struggling, say, on division. So can the program adapt, or how does the program adapt so that they keep moving forward in the areas that they are grasping, but helps them along with those areas that they're struggling in? What does that look like?
The basis of our program is knowledge maps. And these knowledge maps, it's funny, when our curriculum team started looking at this, you know, many years ago, we thought that there'd be knowledge maps for what does it take a child to go from no knowledge, for example, in math, to being able to, we go to the end of second grade, which is adding and subtracting three-digit numbers, and what we found, we thought we'd be just able to go on the internet and say, hey, this is a knowledge map, this is what everything a child needs to learn. But instead, we spent about 18 months, over 1,000 hours, researching exactly what those granular elements that a child needs to learn, basically mapping a child's mind for going from no knowledge to the outcome we wanted to get to, and then allowing those relationships, or not allowing, but understanding that those relationships, there's not only predecessor-successor relationships, but parallel relationships to your question. Yeah. So they can continue to progress in any of the parallel topics until they hit that point where you cannot move any further. So to answer your question, what we do is, like, we determine, or the program determines exactly what foundational skills a child doesn't have, and may need to master so that they can be good at the later skill. And that's really the focus of the program.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to change direction real quick and ask this question. Where the rubber meets the road, in practice, what's an educator looking at to make this happen? Because that's going to be the first thing a teacher that stops their boots is going to say, how do I make this happen? What time? How much of my summer is it going to take? And what's the PD for this? You know, what's this going to be? Can you give our listeners an idea of what we're looking at right there?
It was really important as we looked at this program to make it plug and play. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that the heavy lifting is by the program. So it's very easy to integrate into the teacher's classroom and get each child started. Once they get started, what we do for the educators that really helps them is provide data individualized to each student, and showing where they are in their learning trajectory. And in addition to that, these dashboards that we provide also provide the teachers exactly what a child is working on and what they can do to support that learning outside of the program. So, and there's a couple of different reasons that sometimes a child may need support because they may be an English learner. Mm-hmm. Another reason would be to help transfer that knowledge. So you've learned contextually within the context of our My Math Academy program or My Reading Academy program, but now what you want to do is transfer that to another situation so that the learning is applicable to a novel situation that the child may have not seen before.
That's really cool.
So, sorry, I want to jump in here real quick. As you've been rolling this out, as you've been working with teachers, either from your direct experience or secondhand, someone came and said, oh my gosh, here's the... can you talk about or describe one of those kind of aha situations? Like maybe you had a teacher who maybe wasn't quite completely on board, or maybe didn't understand or see that this particular child was having an issue until they saw the data and they went, oh my goodness, it's right there. Okay, I get this now. So do you have an example of that?
Let me tell you a story of what happened when we implemented My Math Academy in the Harlingen School District, which is in South Texas. It's in Cameron County. It's one of the poorest counties in Texas. Yeah. It's about 30 miles from the Mexican border.
Yeah.
And this was during the pandemic, 2021 school year. And they were looking for an asynchronous program, as many. All the kids were at home, as most kids around the nation were, working remotely, and we worked with them to make My Math Academy available. They had it available for kids at home to start the year, and with regular use, by the end of the school year, 98% of the kids scored proficient on math in the pandemic year, which was really surprising because, you know, the story nationally is like, oh, you know, all kids are falling behind.
Yeah, right. It basically was the lost year. So
exactly. And you know what they were really fascinated about and really changed the way they looked at kids. And these were 61% of these kids were at risk as identified by the state of Texas because of their low socioeconomic background, mm-hmm. In terms of expected success in school. 70% of the kids using our program got to kindergarten level content, and 20% were first grade or above, and 25 finished all of this content through second grade. And these were 4-year-olds in pre-K, and they finished all the content. They were, and the teachers were, as you, you know, to your point, the teachers were like, we couldn't have done this without mm-hmm. the program because we would have never known
right.
they were beyond grade level. Yeah. And it just shows you the potential we have and what we can unlock when given the right tools in the classroom. And I think teachers were really amazed and surprised and excited about that potential. Yeah.
Well, and I think it also shows what happens when a teacher, I don't mean this to knock any teachers, but sometimes we get so caught up in our day-to-day and where we expect students to be, that we keep them where we expect them to be. And so something like this comes along and they, you know, you got 4-year-olds who are doing second grade math, like, wait a minute, what? You know, so I think it's very cool.
Well, and I was going to say, this is for a teacher, this is just that thing for a lot of teachers, especially now after the pandemic, they're looking at, I'm ready to get out of this market. I don't want to be an educator anymore. And now we've given them this tool where they have the data to back everything they're trying to do. That's pretty amazing. So, at the ISTE this year, AI is a big deal. You know, AI is taking off. And so where do you guys see this and AI, you know, you taking your development and moving it into AI? Do you see anything like that happening for y'all?
AI has been a part of this development. So AI is not new. It's been around.
Yeah.
And AI has been a part.
I was poking you to see if you were good.
AI has been around and is a core part of the program.
Sure.
So our program is an expert-based program with, you know, multiple branching opportunities within the program. So we've been using AI. We have 3 patents on this program for our personalized mastery learning system. And then more broadly, this personalized mastery learning ecosystem. And so what AI, generative AI and new forms of AI mm-hmm. are only going to benefit kind of both in terms of the dashboards that we provide the teachers, how we develop the programs more efficiently going forward, and ultimately, you know, with any of this, the most important thing is, because a lot of people talk about technology like AI, but it doesn't matter unless you really produce the outcomes.
Yeah.
So it's not a panacea without the benefit,
right.
And the benefit has to be outcomes through fidelity of implementation and you know, efficacy and evidence that it works.
Yeah,
absolutely, and I think. I think that's the whole conversation is a great point in that, like you said, you know, AI has been around, you know, a long, long time, and it's sort of getting a bad rap is the right word, but there are certain aspects of AI that are, you know, scary to the general public. What a lot of people may not realize is that when you're talking about these adaptive, formative learning experiences, that's what it's doing. It's using this artificial, as it, you know, air quotes, artificial learning to help the students with their actual learning.
Yeah.
And to me, it sounds like your math. We kind of focused on math. We probably hadn't focused on the literacy side. So actually, I guess let's do that real quick. So let's talk a little bit more about the reading portion of your new program.
The reading portion, as you would expect in a program that's been developed in the last 5 or 6 years, is absolutely based on the science of reading.
Sure.
And we went deep into that and ensured that, you know, we're addressing phonological awareness as well as comprehension using the BRAID approach. And it's very thoughtfully designed. It's different than our math program is game-based, mm-hmm. because we wanted to provide kind of context to learning math. With reading, because of the explicit instruction that's required within the science of reading, we use additional formats. So we have videos that introduce a topic very relatable characters. Miracle, who is our host, provides context. And she works with Nano, our robot, who is a precocious kid who loves to learn, and or models that. And as the robot is learning to read, that's what the kid is trying to model and understand from the videos. Then we have games that then test the skills, or similar to what we do with math. They provide the formative feedback around both the phonological awareness and phonemic elements. And then we use books to develop background knowledge, as well as to allow the child to read, to get to proficiency in reading itself. So, and that's all very tightly integrated, so that the science of reading can be practiced in a really easy way, in the same way with the dashboards, and especially as a lot of teachers around the country are learning about the science of reading. 31 states have now adopted it, and they're trying to figure out, like, how do we take this to market after, you know, many of these teachers have been using balanced literacy for the last, you know, 20, 30 years. You know, having a program like ours that not only provides the kids what they need, or students what they need, in terms of their own experience, but then tells the teacher, as they're looking at each individual's child's progress, why that's important in terms of that reading trajectory for that child.
Okay, so for superintendents, principals, classroom teachers that are listening, what's the best way they can find out more information about this?
The best way, go to ageoflearning.com, / schools, look up My Math Academy, My Reading Academy, you know, just do a search online, and reach out to our team, and we'd love to talk to them about, you know, the over 10 ESSA-aligned evidence studies we have. We know that it's, which effectively is going to help them know that it's going to be effective in their context and for their kids. So reach out to us. We'd love to talk to them.
So if they want to get in touch with you specifically, because they've heard you now.
Absolutely.
We're going to put your intro right out there. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Reach out to me at sunil@aofl.com. AOFL.com.
Okay, so, cool.
All right.
Sunil, thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. All right. Thank you.
This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by Age of Learning. Our mission is to help children everywhere build a strong foundation for academic success and a lifelong love of learning. Our flagship product, ABC Mouse Early Learning Academy, is the leading digital education brand for young children in the U.S. Our expanding portfolio of educational products includes Adventure Academy, ABC Mouse English, and the personalized adaptive learning programs My Math Academy and My Reading Academy. Get more information at ageoflearning.com. This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening.